This is Bob Rinella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Early and absentee voting begins today for the April 2nd spring election. Voting is at 19 East Irving Avenue and not at City Hall. Hours this week are from 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon, and early voting continues through Friday, March 29th. Oshkosh voters will decide on candidates for the city council, school board, a circuit court judgeship, along with a handful of county board races. Something new is coming to the shores of Lake Winnebago. A new Menominee Park beach house will be built in 2025. The old one was declared unstable and closed last year. The old one is being demolished over the next few weeks. It's a busy day tomorrow for the Chamber of Commerce. It starts in the morning with a State of the Community address. Participants will hear from the Oshkosh School Superintendent, City Manager, UW Oshkosh Chancellor, Winnebago County's Assistant Executive, and the President of Fox Valley Tech. Later in the day at the Convention Center, it's the Business Expo and then the Taste of Oshkosh. The Business Expo is $5 for a business card. The Taste of Oshkosh runs from 4:30 till 6:30. Chamber members are free. All others are $5. Page 2, congrats to the Payne Art Center and Garden. The Payne received the Governor's Tourism Award for outstanding efforts in art, culture, and heritage over the weekend. Limited tickets remain for this weekend's Four Phantoms performance at the Grand Oshkosh. PBS will record the shows for a nationwide special sometime this summer. The City Plan Commission will hold a workshop today on a possible multifamily housing development going in at 1302 South Main Street. Former Oshkosh West teacher and assistant principal Steve Harrison is one of three finalists for the superintendent of Nina School's job. The new superintendent there will be selected by April 15th. And an Oshkosh man has been sentenced to 9 years in prison for pointing a gun at a group of kids last summer. The kids called the police, resulting in a six-hour standoff with Douglas Murphy. Nobody was hurt. Turning to sports, former Oshkosh North basketball standout Quincy Anderson has been named the Missouri Valley Conference State Farm Good Neighbor Award winner for the year. He was recognized for his efforts in the community. Quincy was a senior point guard for Murray State, the Racers. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website. Always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.